huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur live feed video and audio podcast. Look at our new fancy podcast equipment and Harry. Now, I was running a call this morning. I was giving someone some coaching who reached out, and a lot of the things that he perceived were happening on his journey, I felt like he was setting himself up in his mind for perceived failure when actually he was doing great. And I was thinking about this going across London. So I don't know if you get in the Ubers or the taxis in London. But, you know, in London, most of the time when you're going somewhere, you're actually not moving. You're sat still. So you're sat in a traffic jam and you think to yourself, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not getting anywhere. This is frustrating. I'm just waiting. But the reality is, you actually are making progress when you're not moving anywhere, because the time is still ticking towards moving, towards getting to your destination. And I think that's a really important concept when it comes to your journey, your progress, your pursuit of success, results, money, happiness, whatever. You feel like you're not getting anywhere. You know, you feel like you're not making the money. You feel like you're not hitting the results. But you are, by definition of being awake, and by definition of working and hustling and whatever else it is that you're doing, and just by definition of getting through the day. Now, the person I was coaching this morning, he had a franchise, he was doing really well in it, he sold it, he made a good lump, but now he knows he's got to reinvest that lump, because in a few months that lump will soon go down and he won't be left with a huge amount of money. So he wants to reinvest that to build an income stream. And because what's happening is, as the months go by, he's getting more frustrated, like nothing is happening, because he hasn't found his new investment. But I said to him, well, every time you have a meeting with a franchise owner or you look at a business opportunity, you actually are progressing even though you think you're not. And I said to him, instead of looking at, you know, the one result you will get in the 3 or 4 months, why don't you look at it of all the things that you're ticking off? You know, so spoke to this guy, that franchise opportunity wasn't right, looked into this e-commerce business, it wasn't right. And actually tick off the things that, you know, you're, by deduction, if you like, removing. Because, you know, if you're looking at any business venture, if you're looking to get successful in anything, there's a process of elimination. If you're in property, you know, you might want to buy one property, but you might have to do 15 viewings to buy one property. But if you view one property and think, nah, well, I didn't get a house, it didn't work, I want my money back on the courses, it's a scam, I'm not getting anywhere. You know, like that sets yourself up for failure. It's an unrealistic perception of your journey. The reality is you're 1/15th of the way closer to getting that one deal in every 15 viewings. And of course, when you do the 15 viewings, then you get the one deal, then you reverse engineer what worked and what didn't, and then you put that back into your next stage, and then you get one property for 10 viewings, and then one property every 8 viewings, so you get better. So what am I trying to say here is, when you think nothing is happening, when you're sat still, when, you know, you're waiting for things to happen, for people to happen, for the world to move, things are actually happening. There's energy and momentum of the things you did yesterday, last week, last month, last year, which are moving you forward, but you can't see it, like the roots that grow when you plant a seed. But when you plant the seed, you don't go back the next day and go, well, where's my fucking tree? You don't feel like con that you've got no tree. You know how long it takes for a seed to grow, just even the shoots. And of course, to grow that little shoot, that sprout, is the roots have got to grow, and they've got to grow deep. So I think that you should measure your success not just on the outer manifested physical results, because they can be quite slow. Like if you're in property, five properties a year might be a good result, and you might buy one a day. So you've got 5 days out of 365 where you've got a result. Well done. What about the other 360? Well, those 360 were invested to get those five good days where you bought, or you might even buy three in 1 day and then two in another 2 days. You're only having three out of 365 days where you're seeing the fruits of your investment. The rest, the other 362 days are growing the roots. You know, it's the time that you put in. So you must stay patient. You must keep going. You must think about process, not outcome, because process gets to outcome. So, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, it's not happening quick enough. It's not happening big enough. They're thinking about outcome instead of following the process. So stick at it. Stay on process. Remember that you are progressing even when you perceive you're not. So be patient, because if you perceive you're not progressing, like you're sitting in a taxi and it's not moving, you think, oh, screw this, I'll get out and walk. And then you get out and it's raining and you walk and it's another 2 miles. You actually are moving when you don't think you're moving. And what that just tends to set your expectation right. Because I see a lot of entrepreneurs, they're doing better than they think they are. But they've got this unrealistic perception, like the taxi, that should always be moving. And so then they get frustrated, then they get impatient, then they self-sabotage. Now, here's the thing as well. When you're always moving, you know, because us entrepreneurs, we hate sitting still. We hate being bored. We always want to do something. So what we do is we stay busy. And I'm sure you'll agree with me that you can spend 8 hours out of 10 hours a day being busy, getting nothing of any value done. So just moving for the sake of moving to make yourself feel busy is like a taxi driving around in circles so that it doesn't stop at a red light. Which is, of course, insane, because you just go around all over the place and never get anywhere. Sometimes you have to sit and you have to wait. And, you know, they say, don't they, good things come to those who wait. I think good things come to those who hustle a bit and then wait. And then hustle a bit and then wait. You know, follow the process. The outcome will achieve itself if you stay patient. Thanks for tuning in and listening in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Hi, it's Rob. Now, don't go away, because I'm testing two things we've never done before on The Disruptive Entrepreneur. One is I'm going to do a little bit of a trailer of the episodes coming up. Look at us. Aren't we organized? We've got recordings in the bank. Coming soon, we've got some very special episodes. What I'm also going to do is give you instructions on how you can win one of 11 four-day property investing masterclasses. So I don't know if you know this, but this month, we celebrated the 11th birthday of my companies. And I wanted to do something really crazy, really valuable to you as a thank you to celebrate. So what we're going to do is 11 of you are going to get one of the four-day £3,000 courses. Now, if you've done our property investing four-day masterclass, I'll give you one of our equivalent courses that are more relevant to you to the same value. So instructions coming up. But first, coming up soon on The Disruptive Entrepreneur is an interview with the founder of Jeffrey West, Guy West. I went to his shop at the centre of shoemaking in the UK in Northampton. And he's got shops all over the world. He's a really disruptive guy. We did the interview in his actual showroom with like 400 pairs of shoes in the background. I bought a pair. He actually gave our head of design a pair of shoes and he gave us loads of gifts. Really, really cool guy. I think you'll love what he's got to share. I've also got coming up soon an interview with someone who specializes in buying businesses, no money down. He's sold companies for up to £5 million. He's done that three or four times now. And he's bought up to 16 companies that he's packaged into what he calls roll-ups. And so we did deep dive interviews with someone who specializes in buying businesses, no money down, because I've made no secret, I really want to do more of that this year. I want to buy letting agencies and events-based businesses. So there's a bit of selfish interest in me interviewing him, because I learned a lot myself. And of course, my favorite shoemaker in the world. I was a bit of a fanboy. I got to meet one of my heroes. So that's coming up in the next couple of weeks in The Disruptive Entrepreneur. Now, here are your instructions to be one of 11 people to win a four-day, £3,000 property course, or if you've done it, a course equivalent of your choice. So what you need to do is listen to the next two episodes of the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. In those episodes is going to be a hidden question. At the end of one of those two episodes coming up, I'm not telling you which one, but you have to listen to the next two. At the end, you'll hear me ask you a question and give you instructions of where to submit your answer. Now, just to be fair to everyone, our episodes normally go out around about midnight of the day before. So we release episodes on Fridays, Mondays, sometimes Wednesdays. There's a bit of a clue there of which 2 days it's going to be. So about midnight, Thursday night, Friday morning, and midnight, Sunday night, Monday morning, the episodes go live. Now, I've done a competition similar format to this, not such huge prizes, and people are literally emailing in at 5 or 10 past midnight. I'm leaving that to you, but it's a merit-based competition. Everyone's got the same chance. You listen to the next two podcasts. At the end, there'll be instructions. You answer the question correctly. You email it into the email address I give you, and you've got a great chance of winning. So if you're watching on the live feed video, you need to subscribe to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast or the Progressive Property Podcast, because I'm going to do it on both. So if you're already subscribed, cool. This is also for existing subscribers. So if you're listening, this is for you as well. It's not just for new subscribers. But if you're not subscribed, you need to go on the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast or the Progressive Property Podcast, and I'll put links in the comments for you to go and do that, or just go and find them on iTunes or Stitcher. That's what you got to do. Enough said. Listen to the next two episodes, and I'm very much looking forward to giving away £33,000 worth of courses. I could see quite a few posting saying that you really like a piece of that. So go and get a piece of that. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And those of you that are still live, I will post in the thread below the link to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast and the Progressive Property Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to both, because I'm going to do it on both and they might come out at different times. And the first 11, you win huge prizes. What do you think of that as an offer, Harry?
Outstanding.
You would say that. Mark's going to kill me when I've given away £33,000 worth of prizes. I'm going to share this video around to give more of my subscribers and followers a chance. So go do that right now.